in the book called The Secrets from the Mountain. There's a story by Dr. J. Strack.
在来自山上的秘密一书中，记录了 Dr. 记录了 J. Strack博士讲的一个故事。
On the way to the top of the highest peak in the French Alps, there is a small inn.
在前往法国阿尔卑斯山最高峰的途中，有一个小客栈。
This inn provides rest and food for mountain climbers.
这个小客栈给登山者提供休息和食物。
It is called the Mediocre Inn, which in French simply means halfway.
这客栈名叫 Mediocre 客栈，在法文里面就是指中途客栈。
Dr. J. Strack says, imagine coming off a day of climbing in the icy, windy French Alps.
Dr. J. Strack说，在设想你在攀登冰雪覆盖、狂风凛冽的法国阿尔卑斯山的一整天后。
The cold has seeped into your bones.
寒风刺入你的骨髓。
You are exhausted.
你精疲力尽了。
And every muscle in your body hurts.
你身上每一块的肌肉都发酸发痛。
At the mediocre inn, you find a hot meal and a warm bed.
然后在中途客栈，你发现了热气腾腾的食物和温暖的床铺。
And you begin to relax.
你开始放松下来。
You put your feet up and you get comfortable.
抬高你的腿，使你自己放松。
So who wouldn't like something like that?
谁不喜欢那样呢？
But success is not found in rest and comfort.
但成功却远离休息和舒适。
Success, reaching the top of the mountain, requires going back out into the cold and the wind.
成功登上山顶，需要重新回到天寒地冻的室外。
It requires stretching and straining and working toward the goal.
成功需要你费力费劲朝自己的目标去努力。
About 80% of the climbers never go any further than the mediocre inn.
大约80%的登山者从来没有登上比中途客栈更高的地方。
Once they had a day or two of rest and comfort, they turn around and descend the mountain, never reaching the Alps' highest peak.
一旦他们舒适地休息了一两天后，他们转回头就下山去了。他们从来没有登上阿尔卑斯山的最高峰。
They lose their determination to reach their final goal.
他们丧失了达到最终目标的毅力和决心。
We've all spent time there, haven't we, in the mediocre inn.
我们都曾歇息在中途客栈，不是吗？
Not the one in the Alps, perhaps, but we have our own mediocre inn.
或许不是在阿尔卑斯山的那个客栈，但我们都有自己的中途客栈。
And most of us are not too happy about that.
并且大多数人都不太乐意就栖息在那里。
And maybe that's why heroes are so important to our lives.
或许这就是为什么英雄在我们的生命中如此重要的原因吧。
Maybe that's why we like hearing about people who pick up where the rest of us leave off and make it to the rest of the way to the top of the mountain.
或许这就是为什么我们喜欢听到有人接续我们离开的地方，并成功的登上山顶的原因。One
hero who has captured the attention of our world is the American cyclist Lance Armstrong.
有一个英雄曾吸引世人的注意，他是美国的自行车运动员兰斯阿姆斯特朗。
He had overcome such great odds.
因为他曾克服了巨大的障碍，巨大的不可能性。
He was diagnosed with cancer in 1996.
在1996年，他被诊断为癌症。
His cancer treatments included brain and testicular surgery and extensive chemotherapy.
癌症，他的癌症的治疗方案包括脑子和睾丸的手术和大剂量的化疗。
And his prognosis was originally poor.
并且他原先诊断的预测后果是非常糟糕的。
But he was determined to compete in the annual Tour de France bicycle race, which covers approximately 2,200 miles throughout France and the bordering countries.
但他决意要完成一年一度的环法自行车赛，这一大约2200英里的赛程覆盖全法国和与法国相连的国家。
The race lasts 3 weeks and attracts cyclists from around the world.
赛程持续大约三个星期，并吸引全世界各地的自行车赛手。
With determination and endurance, he became the only person to win the race 7 times in a row from 1999 to 2005.
凭着毅力和坚韧不拔，兰斯他在1999年到2005年之间成为唯一一个连续7次赢得环法自行车赛的自行车选手。
But Armstrong is not alone among determined cyclists.
阿姆斯特朗并不是唯一的这样一个有毅力的自行车运动员。
Let me tell you about another man whose dedication equals that of Lance Armstrong.
我想告诉另外一个与兰斯·阿姆斯特朗一样有同样献身精神的人。
In the 2003 Tour de France, American cyclist Tyler Hamilton suffered a fractured collarbone when another cyclist slid and fell in front of the pack, causing a crash that involved 35 other riders.
在2003年环法自行车赛中，美国自行车手泰勒·汉密尔顿遭受了锁骨骨折，起因是由一个自行车手滑倒在众多的运动员前，导致了有35个自行车赛手卷入的一场事故。
Collarbone injuries are notoriously painful, and they heal slowly because the collarbone cannot be isolated and immobilized by cast.
锁骨骨折的疼痛是臭名昭著的，并且恢复起来极其缓慢，因为人们无法将锁骨单独的分离固定，用石膏板固定。
No one expected Hamilton to return to the race.
因此根本没有人指望汉密尔顿会回到赛场。
But the following morning, Tyler Hamilton set out on the next leg of the Tour de France.
在事故接下来的那个早晨，泰勒·汉密尔顿就投入了下一站的环法自行车赛。
And against all predictions, he finished the race.
出乎所有人的意料，他完成了整个赛程。
How tough was it?
你可知道这有多艰难吗？
According to one report, the pain was so great that he destroyed 11 of his teeth from grinding them so hard.
根据一份报告，泰勒·汉密尔顿的疼痛是如此的剧烈，以至于因为他太过时间的咬牙，损坏了11颗牙齿。
This feat of finishing with a broken collarbone was so unprecedented that competitors demanded proof of Hamilton's injury.
这一成绩，锁骨骨折却能完成整个赛事，是如此的史无前例，以至于其他的竞争选手要求出示汉密尔顿受伤的证据。
So his doctors had to release his x-rays to newspapers in order to prove that Hamilton really had ridden this grueling race with a broken collarbone.
为了证明汉堡顿是的的确确忍着锁骨骨折完成了整个艰苦的比赛，他的大夫们不得不将他受伤的 X-ray 在报纸上公布。
Hamilton explained that he endured the pain by focusing on just completing each day's journey.
汉密尔顿后来解释说，他之所以能忍受剧痛，是因为他每天都把注意力集中在完成当天的赛程上。
Can you even imagine that?
你能想象得到吗？
Hurting so bad that he destroyed 11 teeth from gritting them so hard.
疼痛是如此的剧烈，以至于因为咬紧牙关，他损坏了11颗牙齿，严重受损。
That reminds me of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这是我想起耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候。
He has sweat like great drops of blood rolling off of him.
汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
Of course, Jesus was not trying to win the bicycle race.
当然，那是耶稣不是为了努力赢得自行车赛。
He was winning our souls.
他是在赢得我们的灵魂。
But as we read stories about such determination as Tyler Hamilton's, it says to us that what it takes to be successful in this world, whether you are building a career or a family or a life.
当我们读到泰勒·汉密尔顿的意志力的故事，他告诉我们说，如果你我想在这世界上成功，就需要有这样的毅力。不管你是为你的事业、为你的家庭，还是为你的生活努力打拼，
Are you willing to give your all?
你愿意放下所有的一切去努力吗？
And then we come to these words of our Lord, which is found in John's Gospel.
约翰福音，主耶稣这样说道：
The person who loves his life.Will lose it. While a person who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的反而要保守生命到永生。
And deep in our bones, we realize that Jesus is talking about a way of life that doesn't stop at the mediocre end.
在我们的骨子里，我们知道耶稣是在讲一种生命，这种生命不是停留在中途客栈。
Most of us would prefer a life of excellence.
绝大多数人想要有卓越的人生。
That's true, isn't it?
的确如此，不是吗？
None of us sets out to be less than we could be.
没有人甘愿过一种远不及我们本应有的生活。
We want the very best in our lives.
我们希望我们的生命是最好的。
And that's why we're thrilled to read about people who make it to the top of the mountain.
这就是为什么当读到有人登上成功之巅的时候，我们激动不已的原因。
St. Paul's Cathedral in London is packed with memorials to people who have impacted England in noble ways.
伦敦圣保罗大教堂里充满了对英格兰有高尚杰出影响的那些人的纪念馆。
None of these people ever rested in the mediocre inn.
他们中没有任何人歇息在中途客栈。
The oldest memorial is that of poet John Donne, who was the dean of St. Paul's Cathedral from 1621 until his death in 1631.
最古老的纪念馆是诗人约翰·多恩，自1621年起，直至他死前的1631年，他一直是圣保罗大教堂的教务长。
He is the author of the beautiful and moving poem, No Man is an Island.
他是没有人是孤岛这首优美感人诗的作者。
There is also a massive memorial to the Duke of Wellington, who was the victor of Waterloo.
那也有一个巨大的纪念馆来纪念威尔顿公爵，他是滑铁卢战役中的胜利者。
And upstairs in the main church, there is a memorial to General Charles Gordon.
主教堂的楼上陈列着查尔斯·戈顿将军的纪念馆。
The memorial bears this epitaph.
在他的纪念馆里有这样的一块墓志铭。
He gave his strength to the weak.
他将、
okay.
他将自己的力量给了软弱的人。
His substance to the poor.
将自己的财物给了贫穷的人。
His sympathy to the suffering.
将怜悯给了受苦中的人。
And his heart to God.
将他的心给了神。
Wouldn't that be a great epitaph on our tombstones?
如果这是我们的墓志铭，那该有多好。
He or she gave her strength to the weak.
他将力量给了软弱的人。
Her substance to the poor.
将财物给了贫穷的人。
Her sympathy to the suffering.
将怜悯给了受苦中的人。
Her heart to God.
将他的心给了神。
And that's what we all want, isn't it?
那是我们想要的墓志铭，不是吗？
We don't want to live forever in the mediocre inn.
我们不希望自己永远活在中途客栈。
We want our lives to make a difference.
我们想要我们的生命有意义。
We want to be remembered well by the people who love us.
我们希望被那些爱我们的人所纪念。
We want to be remembered as people who made a contribution to the community and to the world.
我们希望别人怀念我们，因为我们对自己的社区乃至整个世界都有贡献。
But even more important, we want to stand unashamed before God.
更重要的是，我们希望站立在神面前时能够毫无羞愧。
Most of us would prefer a life of excellence.
绝大部分人希望过一个杰出的人生。
That's one reason we come to worship.
这是我们来敬拜神的原因之一。
We come to be inspired.
我们来被激励。
We want to hear about the heroes of the Bible.
我们愿意听圣经里英雄们的故事。
We want to hear the challenging words of the prophets and of St. Paul.
想听众先知和使徒保罗挑战我们的话语。
Most of all, we want to hear the words of Jesus.
更重要的是我们想听主耶稣的话。
For we know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为我们知道他是道路，是真理，是生命。
With his help, we know we can live an excellent life.
有了他的帮助，我们确信我们能够活出卓越的人生。
So let's examine these words. The person who loves his life will lose it. While the person who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant will also be. My Father honors the person who serves me.
因此，让我们仔细思想这几句话：爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上，恨恶自己生命的，反而要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，爱我的人也在那里。 若有人服侍我，我复必尊重他。
To escape the mediocre end, we need to recognize that it isn't about us.
为逃离中途客栈，我们应该认知到生命不只是为我们自己。
Notice his words carefully again.
请留意下面几句话。
The person who loves his life will lose it, while the person who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
爱惜自己生命的，就失散生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，反而要保守生命到永生。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the person who serves me.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我复必尊重他。
If we think that the meaning of life is primarily concerned with our comfort, our happiness, our contentment, we will never heed the summons of the Master to a life of excellence.
如果我们认为生命的意义主要是只关乎我们自己的舒适、自己的快乐、自己的满足，那我们永远也不会留意那招我们的主要我们过一种卓越的生命。
Life is about service.
生命是关乎侍奉。
Philip Yancey is an outstanding Christian writer who has authored many helpful books.
菲利普·杨斐，中文翻译成杨菲利，是知名的基督徒作家，他写过许多非常有帮助的书。
He began his career as a journalist.
他原先是个记者。
As a journalist, he interviewed diverse people.
作为记者，他采访过各种各样的人。
Looking back, he divides these diverse people into two types.
回过头来，他将他采访过的各式各样的人分成两种类型。
Stars and servants.
明星们和仆人们。
The stars include NFL football greats, movie actors, music performers, famous authors, TV personalities, and the like.
明星们包括传媒橄榄球赛的运动员、电影演员、歌星、知名作家、电视主持人等等等等。
These are the people who dominate our magazines. And our television programs.
这些人充斥了我们所看的电视，所看的杂志。
We fawn over them, poring over the minutiae of their lives, the clothes they wear, the food they eat, the aerobic routine they follow, the people they love, and even the toothpaste they use.
我们迷恋他们，我们探究他们生活中的每一个细节，他们所穿戴的衣服，他们吃喝的食物，他们日常的运动，他们所爱的人是谁，还有甚至连他们用什么样的牙膏。
Yet Yancey says that in his limited experience, these idols are as miserable a group of people as he has ever met.
然而杨菲利说，在他有限的经验中，这些偶像们是他所遇过的最悲惨的一类人。
Most have troubled or broken marriages.
绝大部分人婚姻不幸或者破裂。
Nearly all are hopelessly dependent on psychotherapy.
几乎所有人都毫无指望地依赖心理治疗。
In a heavy irony,These larger-than-life heroes seem tormented by incurable self-doubts.
更具沉重讽刺的是，这些看起来比生命更大的英雄们， 却遭受无可救药的被自我怀疑所折磨。
Yancy has also spent time with servants.
杨菲利也曾花时间跟那些仆人们在一起。
People like Dr. Paul Brand, who worked for 20 years among the poorest of the poor, leprosy patients in rural India.
一些像保罗·班德那样的仆人们，保罗·班德曾在最穷的穷人们中间，那些在印度偏远地区患麻风病的病人中间工作过20年。
Our health workers who left high-paying jobs to serve with the mental health ministries in a backwater town of Mississippi.
或是那些离开了高薪的职位，在密西西比河回水镇一带蒙德霍尔施宫中服侍的医疗工作者。
Our relief workers in Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, Bangladesh.Or other such respiratories of world-class human sufferings.
或是那些救济工作者，在索马里，在苏丹，在埃塞俄比亚，在孟加拉国，以及在世上其他地区苦难充满的一群人中。
Or the PhDs scattered throughout the jungles of South America, translating the Bible into obscure languages.
或者是散布在南美洲丛林中，将圣经翻译成几乎被人遗忘的语言的那些有博士学位的人。
Yancy said he was prepared to honor and admire these servants, to hold them up as inspiring examples.
杨菲利说，他原先打算尊荣、敬佩这些仆人们。高举他们作为鼓舞人心榜样的例子。
He was not, however, prepared to envy them.
然而他原先没有打算羡慕这类人。
But as he now reflects on the two groups side by side, stars and servants, he says the servants clearly emerge, the favored one, the graced ones.
但现在，当他思想对照这两类人，明星们和仆人们，很清楚，仆人们显得更是蒙恩典、更受偏爱的人。
They work for low pay, long hours, and no applause, almost wasting their talents and skills among the poor and the uneducated.
他们所从事的工作薪水低。工作时间长，没有掌声，将他们的才华技能浪费消耗在那些贫穷、未受教育的人的身上。
But somehow in the process of losing their lives, they have found them.
但是奇怪的是，在他们失散、消耗、浪费自己生命的过程中，他们找回了生命。
They have received the peace.That is not of this world.
他们也得到了这世界所不能给的平安。
Yancy goes on to say that when he thinks of great churches he has visited, what comes to mind is not an image of a cathedral in Europe.
杨菲利继续说道，当他回顾那些他曾采访过的大教堂的时候，在他脑海中浮现的不是欧洲华丽的大教堂的画面。
These great cathedrals are mere museums now.
那些华丽的教堂现在不过是博物馆而已。
Instead, he thinks of an inner city church in Newark with crumbling plaster and a leaky roof, of a mission church.In San Diego, Chile, made of concrete block and corrugated iron.
恰恰相反，他脑海中浮现的是在纽瓦克贫民窟中一个墙皮剥落、屋顶漏雨的教会， 想到的是在智利圣地亚哥一个拆船的教会，这教会由水泥砖和瓦楞铁铁板搭起来。
In these places, set amidst human misery, he says he has seen Christian love abound.
在这些地方，尽管人们的生活贫苦，但他看见基督徒的爱却富足。
So do you get it?
你明白了吗？
It isn't about us.
生命不是只关乎我们自己。
Happiness is about finding something bigger than us and giving ourselves to something bigger without reservation.
快乐的人生是关乎发现比我们自己更大的事，并为这事将自己毫无保留的献上。
That is why Jesus said, the person who loves his life will lose it.While the person who hates his life in this world will have it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant will also be. And my Father will honor the person who serves me.
这就是耶稣为什么说，爱惜自己生命的，就失散生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，反而要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
This is to say that commitment to excellence begins with a commitment to Jesus Christ.
这也就是说，追求卓越的人生，其实于将自己的委身于基督。
Have you ever made a resolution at New Year's?
你曾制定过新年决心吗？
How long did it last?
这一决心持续多久呢？
You don't have to raise your hand, but has anyone in this room ever begun a diet?
你不一定要举起手来，但在我们中间，是否有人曾想过开始节食呢？
One person says that he is on a pasta diet.
有人说他只吃了 pasta 的食物。
He walks pasta desserts, pasta breads, pasta.
他吃 pasta 的甜点 ，pasta 面包 ，pasta 这个 ，pasta 那个。
We all know how important it is to set goals for self-improvement.And then to work hard to reach these goals.
我们都知道为自我完善制定目标，并为达成这些目标而努力的重要性。
And we also know how very difficult it is to succeed.
同样，我们也知道为达成这些目标是如何的艰难。
Like the 80% of hikers who stop at a mediocre inn.It is very difficult to reach the top of the mountains as we set as our personal best.
就像那些80%的登山运动员止步于中途客栈，要达到山顶，要达到我们为自己制定最好的人生目标是非常困难的。
What we need is not new resolutions or a new set of goals.
我们所需要的不是一个新的决心或一套新的目标。
What we need is someone who can help us along the way.
我们所需要的是有人在我们前行的路上能帮助我们。
We need a personal coach.
我们需要一个私人教练。
Someone who will challenge us, encourage us, empower us.
一个人他能够挑战我们。鼓励我们，赐力量给我们。
And that is what happens when we commit our lives to Christ Jesus.
当我们把生命奉献给基督的时候，这一切就都发生在我们的身上。
That is what happens when we pray that we shall have the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus.
当我们祷告，希望自己有耶稣基督一样的心思意念时，这一切就发生在我们的身上。
We commit our lives to a person, and then he gives us our purpose.
我们将自己的生命献给一个人，然后那个人给我们的生命赋予了全新的意义。
It may be a very lofty purpose, such as solving an injustice in society. Or it may be the more modest, but still challenging goal of being a good parent to our children. But it makes a difference in choosing our goals and pursuing our goals when we know Christ and is living his life through us.
这或许是一个比较崇高的事业，比如解决社会中的不公正，或许是一个更平凡但是同样非常有挑战的目标，成为孩子们的好父母。在我们选择目标并为之努力追求时，知道要通过我们将基督在我们里面的生命活出来，就会有天壤之别。
This is the key to real success in life.
这是真正成功生命的关键。
It is a key not only to accomplish our dreams.
这不仅是我们实现梦想的关键。
It is also the assurance that when we have accomplished these dreams, we will have fulfillment and peace.
这也确保我们在完成我们的梦想时，我们仍旧有成就感和平安。
A friend once came to Rabbi Harold Kushner, who is the author of the book When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
哈洛德·库西纳是《当好人遇上坏人》一书的作者，他的有一个朋友曾来找他。
And he said to him, 2 weeks ago, for the first time in my life,I went to the funeral of a man my own age.
他的朋友对他说，两个星期前，我有生以来第一次去参加我同龄人的葬礼。
I didn't know him well.
我和他不是特别熟。
But we worked together.
但我们在一起工作。
Talk to each other from time to time.
偶尔也来聊聊天。
And we had kids about the same age.
也有同样年龄大小的孩子。
And then he died suddenly over the weekend.
然后他在周末突然就去世了。
And a bunch of us went to the funeral. And each of us was thinking, it could just easily have been me.
我们中很多人去参加了他的葬礼。我们中每个人都在想，这很容易就可能是我。
That was 2 weeks ago.
那是两个星期以前的事。
And they have already replaced him at the office.
在办公室里，现在就有人取代了他的位置。
I hear his wife is moving out of the state to live with her parents.
我听说他的妻子搬到另外一个州和他的父母一起住。
2 weeks ago, he was working 50 feet away from me, and now it is as if he never existed.
两个星期以前，他在离我50英尺以外的地方工作，但现在好像觉得他从来就没有存在过。
It's like a rock falling into a pool of water.
这就像一块石头掉进一池子水里。
For a few seconds, it made ripples in the water, and then the water is the same as it was before. But the rock isn't there anymore.
起初的几秒钟，石头在水里激起了波纹，然后水就恢复到从前那个样子，可那石头却不在那里了。
Rabbi, I've hardly slept at all since then.
老师，自从那以后我就很难入睡。
I can't stop thinking that it could happen to me.
我不停地在想，那很可能就发生在我身上。
That one day it will happen to me, and a few days later, I will be forgotten.
有一天，那一定会发生在我身上， 然后不久后我就会被遗忘了。
It would be like I had never lived.
就像我从未曾生活过一样。
Shouldn't a man's life be more than this?
人的生命难道只不过是如此吗？
Philip Yancey interviews stars and servants.
杨菲利曾采访过明星们和仆人们。
It was the servants he came away not only admiring, but also envying.
这是那些仆人们，他不只是敬佩他们，而且还羡慕他们。
They had not only escaped the mediocre inn, but they have found a joy that the world cannot know.
那些仆人们不只是逃离了中途客栈，他们还发现了世界所未曾知的喜乐。
They had given their life to a person, and he had given them a purpose.
他们将自己的生命给了一个人，而这个人给他们的生命赋予了意义。
This is a sweet secret to life.
这就是生命的秘诀。
Jesus said, "The person who loves his life will lose it, while a person who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. And my Father will honor the person who serves me."
耶稣说，爱惜自己生命的就失散生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的反而要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
阿们。
阿们。